Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Okay, so hi and welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And I've got two guests with me today, Tomo Turgoose and Andy Ellis. I can't forget that because, right, we must be related in some way.
I reckon somewhere along the line.
Both from Manchester. Your sister's called Jess Ellis.
She is, yeah. And every time you text me now, I think, what the fuck? You text today saying, like, can't wait to see you guys later. And I was like, why is my sister texting me that? I turned around to him and went, ah, oh, it's Jess.
So you guys might know these two from just this, you know, tiny little thing called This Is England. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're up to? Because I know that obviously I did your podcast,
yeah.
Overrated. So we're playing Swapsies. So yeah. It's called Overrated Everything. So everyone needs to go head over and listen to that.
Yeah.
But do you want to just give us a little bit of an intro to yourselves?
Yeah, well, I'm Tomo and I played Sean in This Is England, and been very fortunate enough to sort of go off and do many other things. I was lucky enough to do Kingsman and Game of Thrones and just other small things like that you may have heard.
Yeah, just tiny little things. Haven't you just been like half naked with Rob Brydon? I keep hearing that.
Yeah. So I did a film called Swimming with Men, which isn't as exciting as it sounds. It was good. Yeah, the cast for that was really, really good. Rob being one of them.
Is that out now?
It's just come out on DVD. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah. I've been fortunate enough to sort of been steady working, off the back of the film and, yeah. And
brilliant.
Lucky enough to be sat here.
Oh, thank you. We just had chicken pie, actually.
Yeah, it was amazing chicken pie.
Joe Wicks is chicken pie. Well, Jess Selig / Wicks.
Joe Wicks,
pie.
Yeah. So me, Andy Ellis, I act, I guess. I was in This Is England, played Gadget, and then, same as Tomo, lucky enough to go and do some really nice projects in sort of film and TV that I'm proud of. Lots of nice voice work. Technically now it's owned by Lab Bible. So yeah, done a little bit sort of writing and producing for the in-house video team for Unilad.
It's like someone coming up to you and saying, I love you in Coronation Street.
Hollyoaks, so Lad Bible owns Unilad now. But anyway,
it's all ended now.
That's done with.
You're dead now, anyway, you can say it.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming to my house and doing this.
You. We love your little house. It's such a beautiful little house.
Yeah, with the dogs. Well, Michael's taking the dogs upstairs because obviously now there's two of them. They're a bit more like... But anyway, what I like to do with people when they first come, to, break the ice, is to play a game. Mm. So you know that I like playing games because on your podcast...
You like Jigsaw.
Yeah. I'm like, come play a game. I fed you chicken pie and then I'm like, game?
Yeah. What was in the pie?
Yeah, there's like shards of glass and one of you's going to drop dead in a minute. So we played what we've played on this podcast before, which is Double Dares with the jelly beans. But this time... I've got chocolate.
This unsettles me a lot, this.
Yeah. So basically, I've got chocolate in front of me, and we've got four pieces, and it's extreme heat, fiery hot, medium heat, and mild heat. So obviously, Michael has split them up in the kitchen, and we've all got to take a piece of chocolate. And I guess the thing is, like, can we hack it without spitting it out?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm a bit of a pussy.
I'm a bit of a pussy.
Can we swear on this?
Yeah.
I always need to ask.
I'm a bit of a pussy when it comes to spicy food.
I mean, I guess...
I sort of think that KFC chicken is got a bit of a tang to it.
Not even the Zinger one, just the normal.
Not just normal, I think it has, yeah.
What, the five blended spices?
Wow. I'm a bit of a fanny when it comes to spice, yeah. So this really unsettles me.
Okay, so...
I'm having half a square. Call me a fan.
I would really love you now to see his face because he looks...
Up.
I can see like a little bead of sweat, like... Oh.
He's terrified.
Okay, so shall we go for it?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, I'm going to have this one. You've taken half.
Yeah, I'm going to have that. I'm having the like,
right, okay,
bit,
we're ready?
Yeah.
See, I just don't think chili and chocolate should be a thing. Mm. I like chili.
Fuck this.
Oh! Is it bad?
Really hot. My tongue's on fire. Yeah.
You can spit it on the plate if you want. If you want to give up.
Yeah.
Oh. Mine's spicy. Mine's really spicy.
Literally nothing at all in mine.
Oh my god, that's spicy. Fuck me. Which one do you think you got?
I don't know. I'm going to say extremely hot because I'm a bit of a fanny.
I know. I think if you got extremely hot, you'd be like on the floor.
So who's got extremely hot then?
This one's got a bit of a kick.
I think mine's fiery.
What is it?
So it's extreme fiery.
My tongue's killing me.
Me.
Why do people enjoy, like, why would they?
I don't think chili and chocolate
think I got a really, really hot one.
I wish I could be in your mouth now.
You can if you like.
Snog in.
Okay, are you ready for our first dilemma?
Let's do it. Yeah. Like an agony aunt.
Okay, I know, yeah. Maybe there's a slot I missed this morning for me.
Yeah.
So this is Holly, 29, from Runcorn, down the road. Hi, Jess. I'm getting married in a couple of months, and my fiancé is insisting that we invite their oldest family friends, the Wilsons. Oh, she named them. Named and shamed them.
Oh, yeah. Name and shame.
Problem is, one of them is his ex, who he went out with for 5 years. I know there's no feelings there anymore, so would I look like a psycho if I told him that she couldn't come? Okay.
Go on, mate.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah, because you're married.
You had ex-girlfriends at your wedding.
I did have ex-girlfriends at my wedding, yeah. It was about...
Did Emily have ex-boyfriends?
Yeah. Me and my missus have been best mates since we were like 15. We've known each other since we were like 4. So
weird.
We've grown up with the same amount of mate. Like we've grown
That's
up around
amazing.
Mates. Like,
at one point, you fancied a 4-year-old.
You know, so like one of my best mates is her ex, and some of her close mates are my ex.
So like snogged
just one of them
on the streets with a bottle of cider.
Like
ones.
Used to go out with him. Like used to like yeah. Like used
Did
to go out
sex?
With him. And that's like yeah. Like one of
sex?
My best mates and my wife were like each other's first sort of like love. Like that's fine. Like that's
which is this.
I'm not telling you because you'll fucking. Well, like, that's fine. That's like because we've known each other since we were kids. So
you're kind
you're
of in
that
instance. You're like it's not kind of baggage. It's just life.
Like. Nah, I'm saying like with this man, like she's clearly coming from a different point here. Like this is someone she doesn't know.
Yeah.
And speaking from experience with when it's your wedding, don't feel like you know. It says they're like the old family friends, the Wilsons. Like they're not their family friends. They're his parents' family friends.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So. One of the first things that we did when we got married, my missus bought loads of like wedding magazines and that. And one of the first things I said was like, this is your day. It's not your mum's day.
Yeah.
It's not your dad's day. And I fell out with like my auntie and stuff for not inviting cousins and that. And it's sad, but it's like, it was our day. I loved it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
And you're about to get married,
yeah.
aren't you?
So I get married in 3 weeks.
Oh my God, 3 weeks?
Yeah. So when this goes out, I'll be married already. I'll be married now.
Oh my God, you'll be married.
Yeah. So all the ladies, back off, all right?
Don't find him on Instagram and DM him. What would you do if Charlotte was like to you, these are lifelong family friends, but I did used to go out with their son?
So there's a couple of people who I've not really been out with, but things happened when I was younger with these girls and they will be at the wedding.
Done the bases.
Yeah. But like nothing, it was just sort of like a silly thing you do when you were kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Charlotte hasn't once said, oh, I don't want her to come because of what happened when you were younger.
Don't you think as well, like, this is what I would think, like, because obviously I'm not married, but I'm thinking about if I was with Michael and that situation came up, I feel like I'm at the point where we're getting married, so you're that
so in
solid.
Love with them. Yeah,
if you're
getting married
to that person, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah, if my
got
ex is there, it's not going to rekindle.
I think I'd be a little bit like, I got the girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, I got him, like, look at this, I've won. Not won, but
yeah,
you know what
kind
I mean?
Of like, I'm the one in the dress, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you two are horrible people.
So basically, okay then. So let's relate it to her, because obviously your situations are so different because you've grown up together and you've got little things in your past and they're little dalliances. Well, you might have gone out with them, but you were a lot younger.
Yeah.
So 5 years, you don't know them.
No, I probably would say no.
Yeah.
I'd say have a discussion. I'd say your question is, will I look like a psycho? If you turn around to him and say, look, that's a bit weird, and he doesn't understand that it's a bit weird, then he looks like a bit of a psycho.
Yeah, because also,
I mean?
I hate this kind of thing that women get, you know, this psycho name, this kind of like, will I look like, no, fuck that, you're not going to look like a psycho, you look like a normal, rational human being, going, I don't like the fact that you went out for 5 years and I don't particularly want that person, and I don't want to pay for that person's fucking dinner.
Yeah, and the first time I meet them is at my wedding day.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
And the idea, me and Charlotte are having this, like, you know when people are saying, oh, can we bring plus ones? We're at a small venue, so it's not big anyway. But the idea of looking around at my wedding day with Charlotte when we're on the top table, looking around and going, who's that baby?
Yeah.
it's our fucking wedding
day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not whoever wants the plus ones day.
But so I would say Holly from Runcorn, the three of us.
I don't think she's a psycho.
I think I have a chat with you, fella, yeah.
Babe, you're not a psycho.
Mm.
Tell him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if he disagrees, fuck him. Follow me on Instagram.
Okay, are we ready for our next one?
Mm. It looks like a two-pager, this.
Amy, 26, from beautiful Bradford. It actually says beautiful Bradford.
Beautiful Bradford. Bradford is beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
I like Bradford, it's great.
Yeah.
Yours just too nice.
Yeah, he just doesn't want beating up, he worries too much.
Yeah, I'm going to Bradford tonight.
Hi, Jess. I'm a proper northern girl. You can tell that from beautiful Bradford. Through and through. I bet you probably laughed when I said I'm from beautiful Bradford.
Hey!
Read my mind. But I was born and raised here, and it really is beautiful to me. My boyfriend of 5 years has just got a job in London.
Oh, that London.
And he's asked me to move down with him. His new salary is big enough to mean I wouldn't have to work straight away. So I'd have a couple of months to settle in. But my problem is that I've always hated London. The busyness, the rudeness, everything. Here's the dilemma. My fella has got it all planned out in his head. The perfect job, the perfect flat. Can I tell him I don't want to go, or do I need to support him and give it a go?
Again?
We've been there, haven't we?
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, speaking from experience, I did that. My missus left university. She's a paediatric nurse. The only jobs that were going were in London. So we moved. Weirdly, not for me being an actor.
Yeah, that I was just going to say that, because there is a lot of pressure for us to go to London. I lived there for 8 years.
Yeah, like, we moved, and we lasted 9 months. It just wasn't for us. So I know people who've moved there and absolutely loved it.
Do you know what? I loved it in the end, and the only reason that I'm back here is because I moved to Liverpool from London for Hollyoaks.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, looking back on it, like, don't want to go back, don't want to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Loads of people, like, I was there for 8 years, so people that was there for, like, a couple of years after me, they've all come back to the north.
Yeah.
But, like, you know when... So when that happened to you, was that an easy decision for you? Because I know you're both quite, like, creature... Like, you like where you're from, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you say yes straight away?
Kind of, because I was under that, like you say, I was under that kind of thought process that, oh, I'm an actor, you know, I'm in my early 20s, I've got to go down and do London, because that's what you do. It's like, you know, coming out of a cocoon, you've got to go to London. So, yeah, no, it was a pretty easy decision.
So, like, was it for you or was it for her, though?
It was mainly for her. Like I say, so she was a paediatric nurse, and there was, like, a couple of jobs in Liverpool, so she didn't drive at the time, so that would have been, like, hours on a train or whatever. And then she said there's a job in, like, Staines, I think it was.
Yeah.
Which is, like, where Allergy is from. Wicked.
Okay, so say you weren't an actor.
Yeah.
Right? And it had no benefits to you whatsoever. Would you have done that for her?
I think so, yeah, because I'd give her the chance. Because, like, me and my missus now, like, I want to give LA a try. Like, we went over there last year on our honeymoon. I fell in love with it.
You're going to have to work on the accent.
And, hey, fuck off. I really want to give that a try.
Do you? And try and work out there. I couldn't think of anything worse, you know.
I'd love it. I just want to live somewhere sunny. But my missus just doesn't want to do it. And obviously now we've got, like, a little girl, another one on the way. It's not really feasible, but, like, that's something I want to try. And she's not that keen on it, but I know if it came to it, she'd probably support me with it and come.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think so.
It's like
me
and Michael have had that conversation, obviously, because I've left Hollyoaks but decided to stay here because I like Liverpool. Mm. I've made some really good friends. I'm from Manchester. He's from Preston. It's kind of in the middle. He's got a job here.
Yeah.
But I've said, like, obviously, our jobs are so unpredictable, but I've said that I'd only move somewhere permanently if it was a permanent job.
Yeah.
And we've had to have that discussion where I've been like, Michael, would you up sticks and just come with me?
It's a difficult one. I think for the lady who's asked, like...
Amy.
Because she obviously loves Bradford.
She loves being in the... And we all know that there are differences.
Yeah.
When you love somewhere as well, me and Charlotte have had the same conversation that maybe we could try London for me, you know, for work-wise. But then, I mean, I suppose we're in a different situation. Like, if we moved to London, like, Charlotte would be working a lot. I'd probably have to get a normal job just so we can pay for the rent.
And it's like we'd both become a slave to the city then. And we wouldn't be able to do all the things that we like doing at home, going on holiday and things like that. So financially, London's a big no-no for me because I can't afford, I wouldn't be able to afford to live there. But Amy's, if Amy's partner's got the financial stability to go and do it,
become a wag.
Try it. Like, I think try it.
Yeah,
London's,
I think that.
London's a very big place, but it can also be very lonely.
And also, yeah. like, it's very, I've lived there and it is very different living there. So, like, obviously, you know, when you go and you, I don't know, being a tourist, it's very hustle and bustle. But I know when I lived in my little area that was actually probably like this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I lived in Brixton for a little, stayed in Brixton.
Yeah,
for
I lived in Herne Hill, which was just outside. And it was just little houses. There little was a local pub. So actually, essentially, living that day-to-day life was just like this. Like, and I do think what you're saying is, if he's saying financially, you know, money's not a problem, like, open your mind.
Open your mind, do it. It's not far away. Your friends can still visit.
You can always leave.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, be supportive to your partner. He's saying that he's going to give you, you know, the financial stability, and you might like it.
Yeah, you could like it. And Bradford's what, 2.5-3 hours on a train?
It's probably not even that.
You're not moving to like Sydney.
Yeah, exactly. You know I mean? I think people, I think in the same way that sometimes we'll be like, you know, southerners get a nosebleed if they go past the Watford Gap.
Yeah.
I think northerners can be a bit like that as well.
Yeah,
a bit like,
I think so.
Oh, no, too busy for me, too busy.
Yeah,
like,
London, yeah.
It is, but you might enjoy that. You might think that you'll hate that. And you might enjoy it. I thought I'd enjoy it and I hated it.
I'm going to say, Amy, listen, your fella's saying he's going to, open your mind a bit and give it a fucking go, mate.
Yeah, because like, you know, you could love it.
Yeah, I think try it. Say if it's not for you, then you can always change it. And
make that leap.
Yeah.
Make that leap from Bradford.
Bradford will always be
it's
there.
It's not that beautiful.
No.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost-effective.
Just how cost-effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more. Right, back to the episode.
So here's another dilemma for us.
Ooh.
This is Mark, 22, from Leicester. Hi, Jess. Last week, I asked my girlfriend to marry me.
Aww.
She said not yet.
Oh.
Bird, you got pied, Mark.
A lucky player.
And my heart broke. Can I stay with a woman who turned me down, or will everyone think I'm an idiot? Also, there's a side note. By the way, I'm not actually from Leicester. Just said that in case she's listening. My name is Mark, though. Lol.
I think this all depends, and he really should have written it in there, on how long they've been together.
Because, you know...
Yeah, true.
My mum
yeah,
said
been
no
together
to my
2 weeks or what?
Yeah. My mum's said no.
Did she just follow him on Instagram? Marry me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is a hard one, isn't it? Mm. Like...
She didn't say no.
And
she said not yet.
22. That's quite young.
Yeah.
I would have been 23 when I got engaged.
Was she?
Yeah. But me and Charlotte have
been together for a long time.
Five, six years we'd been together.
Okay, let me make this easier then. I'm just going to make this up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they've been together for 2 years.
I don't know. I've got mates who've been with the girlfriends for like a year and they've got married.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any time on it. I don't know. You know, back in the day, people, you know, used to meet each other and get married.
For a few weeks.
People get... arranged marriages and do very well off it. Like, you don't, you know.
Pamela Anderson married 3 people after meeting them just, didn't she? Like,
did she?
Britney Spears really... got married in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
To a friend from school.
Really?
In the trailer park.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it got annulled. But...
Yeah, I mean, like you say, she's not said no.
Yeah,
she's just said not yet.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Which isn't no.
Is that about male pride as well, the fact that he's going, like, can I stay with a woman that says no?
Ooh.
Also, right, okay, I'm just going to play this. You two, you're married, you're about to get married, so you've obviously asked the lucky women in your life to get married, and they've said yes. What would you have done if they'd have said, you know what, not yet?
I thought that was going to be a possibility with Emily, because, like, I used to joke and say, oh, will you marry me, like, joking, like, and she'd be like, oh, we're too young. So, like, when I actually asked, like, it could have been a possibility of her doing that, but... You know, I don't know. I think
I'd never be able to tell my friends.
I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, this is. Do you know what?
Fucking cane you.
This is
yeah,
what I was thinking
true.
Of. I'm thinking like.
That's why he's not from Leicester.
Yeah, has he? for me, that sounds like everyone knowing, because, like, obviously, if you do that and you're the only person that knows.
Yeah.
But then also, does it throw up the things that he's going, like, not yet? Is that going to make the relationship a bit rocky? Like, is it going to be like, you know, like, if someone cheats and then they get back together and they go, you can't keep, if we do this, we can't keep mentioning
different.
It.
Yeah. See, what I'd do with that is when I'd wind her up with that more. So, like, say she was like, oh, you make me a brew. I'd go, yeah, not yet.
Michael loved that
line. Yeah, Michael sat here, like, and you're looking all innocent, but what Jess is actually sat here discussing marriages is, it's a hint, mate. So you better get
this. This is just a ruse. It's not even a pod. We're not even recording.
I'm saying right now.
Again, like, she's, you know, she's not said no. What's his name? Mark. She's not said no.
Or is it his real name?
Yeah.
He did say it was.
Yeah, no, I think.
So can he stay? Can he stay with a woman that said,
if you love her? Yeah. If you love her enough to go,
all right. Get over your male pride and fucking stay. Yeah. It's all right. Like, she just said not yet. She didn't say no, fuck off.
Yeah.
And there's so many different avenues to this question. Did he get on one knee with a ring? Was it a really romantic one? Or was it just a pissed up outside the toilet in fucking Witherspoons? Marry me!
Yeah.
Was it one of them? Or
did
was
he
it
get
a
flash mob? Like, did he pay?
Do you know what I mean? Was it a... It depends.
Did he go live on Instagram?
Exactly.
That would be fucking awful.
You never know.
I always think
it half-time at Old Trafford?
You know, like on big public displays, like people do it at shows or like TV programmes.
My missus would have killed me.
I always think, of course they're going to say yeah. They're not going to be
pressure.
Like, I wonder how
my missus would not have then.
I did a very subtle, just sort of, yeah. But again, for Mark, it all depends on how was it done, how was it presented, and are they living together, are they happy, are they both happy? That's the thing, I think.
So basically, if you love her and you're both happy, stay together.
He's
just said, you're 22, they've said not yet.
You love her enough to ask her to marry her, so love her enough to understand that she's not quite ready just yet.
Yeah. When she says yes, though, if you ask her next time, just turn around and go, lol. yeah.
Not yet. Okay, this is Dean, 42, from Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't speak to anyone from Lincoln. Up the Mariners.
I'm going to get my wife's face tattooed on the front of my chest for her birthday.
That's a very Lincoln thing to do.
Because I think it's romantic.
Yeah.
But her best friend has said she'd hate it. If Michael got your face tattooed on him, Jess, would you find it romantic or would you think it would be creepy? Like Donna said. Oh, Donna's the best mate.
Yeah.
What do you think about... you've got quite a few tattoos, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you regret any of them, or...?
Not really regret. I got some that when I was a kid, maybe I should have thought about. But, I mean, I don't regret any of them. Every tattoo that I've got, like,
got a
tells a story of a fun time in my life, so...
Would you get Charlotte's?
Really regret. I Charlotte wouldn't like me if I got her name on tattoo.
She wouldn't like it.
Like, and I don't think I would. I got my ex-bird's name tattooed, but that was on my ass.
So I'm also on there.
So the only time that
can
I've ever got that
there?
Out is when I'm having a poo.
Bob and Rita.
But yeah, no, I think that's the stupidest thing you can ever do. But because you're from Lincoln, I think you should do it.
Also, have you seen those pictures of things, though? You know, those like memes or whatever, or like bad tattoos, where it's like a picture of a baby and it's like, it looks like...
Man.
Horrific. Like, I don't think you need a tattoo of your wife's face on your chest.
No.
Also, like, shit happens. What if you don't love her anymore?
Yeah, this is it. Like, I've never been one of them to think about, oh, yeah, I'll get, like, my wife's name tattooed on me, or even, like,
but,
say,
a
like,
name's so
name...
different, though, as well, isn't it? A name's a name, not a face.
Well, yeah, you can always get a girl with the same name and you're fucking problem solved, but you ain't getting two that look the same, are you?
Do you have a
unless
twin?
Shit
no,
tattooist.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Unless Donna's the twin and that's the twist in this.
Listen, Dean from Lincoln, don't be a dickhead.
Yeah, Dean, I mean, I'm a big advocate of you do you, mate, and do what you want to do, but... Yeah, don't do that, Dean.
It's not romantic.
Don't do that.
This is a really easy one. I wouldn't get a...
Dean, reach in your pocket right now, get your phone out, put a picture of your missus on your phone screensaver and it does the same thing. And,
yeah. Or buy some flowers.
Yeah, buy some flowers. Yeah.
Or move out of Lincoln.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming round.
Thank
you for chewing the fat with me and these people and talking about everything. And also, I'd just like to have a little plug for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Overrated Everything. It's great. It's basically a podcast where people talk about overrated subjects. I went on there and spoke about New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But there's, just a big old chinwag with some really cool, interesting people like Stephen Graham.
Yeah.
You had Georgia Porter on there.
Yeah, we did.
We had loads of people. So I... basically, tune in.
Yeah, have a listen. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's good fun. We love doing it. It's a different, a bit like this. Like when you asked us to do this, when the whole dilemma thing, I was like, oh my God, I don't get it. Whereas now, like, it just makes perfect sense. It's brilliant. And it's similar to ours. It's not the sort of, you're getting guests on, but you're not talking about their work as such. You actually, some other useless information that might not be any use
to
anyone.
Yeah, it's nice to see your personality as well, like, rather than nasty stock questions. Like, what was it like to be a Mrs. England?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the stories can come out of it, but it's really nice to know you guys as people. And the reason that I tweeted you guys about your podcast is I thought you came across really lovely.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Newsjacking with Dan and Katie.
Hello, my name's Dan.
Hiya, I'm Katie.
And we are back with our brand new podcast, Newsjacking. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're going with, yeah. Not to be mistaken for news jerking.
No, we did talk about news jerking, didn't we?
Posh Ben, the producer, can you confirm the name of our podcast? Is it Newsjacking or News Jerking?
No, we're going Newsjacking.
Okay. Better cancel those T-shirts I got ordered then.
We should probably explain what newsjacking is.
Yeah, what is newsjacking anyway?
Siri, what's newsjacking?
Newsjacking. The practice of taking advantage of current events or news stories as a way of promoting or advertising your own product or brand.
So essentially what you're saying is we're talking about other people's news as a way of drawing attention to our own new podcast.
Basically, yeah. It's shameless, but I'm hoping it will be effective.
So that's News Jerking with Dan and Katie. It's going to be started...
Jacking.
That's News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Yeah. You can find us now in your podcast app.
News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Dan and Katie.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ameth, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.